4 years ago, Barack Obama was elected the 44th President of the United States. The Democratic Party nominated him at a highly charged convention that focused on public disenchantment with the nation's struggling economy. Mr. Obama capitalized on the issue with his motto, "Change we can believe in."
It's time for us to change America, and that's why I'm running for President of the United States.
Mr. Obama has now been in the White House for nearly 4 years. The economy has improved, but not as much as many had hoped. Some political experts say that Mr. Obama has learned the vast difference between campaigning and governing.
Jennifer Lawless directs the Women in Politics Institute at American University.
A lot of the promises that he made were contingent on this idea that there would be some kind of bipartisan effort in Washington. And right after John Boehner was elected Speaker of the House, it became clear that the Republicans' number one goal was to make sure that that was not going to happen.
Dreamers united will never be divided.
One example is the so-called DREAM Act. It would have granted citizenship to law-abiding immigrants who arrived in the U.S. illegally as children. It was endorsed by the president, but never made it out of Congress. In June, President Obama announced that the U.S. will temporarily stop deporting the immigrants who qualified under the DREAM Act. Meanwhile, his administration has deported more illegal immigrants than any president in history.
Close your mouth.
President Obama kept his campaign promise to reform the nation's health care system. While the resulting law has been highly controversial, the Supreme Court upheld its major provisions. He pushed for and Congress approved a $787 billion economic stimulus package and then implemented a bailout for American automakers General Motors and Chrysler. On President Obama's watch, Osama bin Laden, blamed for the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, was located in Pakistan and killed in a surprise military operation. The president withdrew U.S. forces from Iraq, increased the number of troops in Afghanistan, and signed a new arms control treaty with Russia. Barack Obama is the first African American to be elected president. He is also the first sitting president to support legalizing same-sex marriage. As Mr. Obama faced his challenger, Republican Mitt Romney, in their first debate, the president enjoyed a small but consistent lead in national public opinion polls. But the president performed poorly in that debate, and Mr. Romney gained ground. Mr. Obama has been directing his campaign message mostly to younger voters, women, minorities, and the middle class. In recent weeks, the country's economy improved, marginally. In the final week of the campaign, Mr. Obama canceled campaign appearances to direct the government's response to Hurricane Sandy. The Republican governor of New Jersey, who had been a harsh critic, praised Mr. Obama for his role in the disaster. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.